Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. And happy Saturday. We've got a good show for you. Listen, there are some big races down in Arizona. We talk about Kerry Lake in 2024. Obviously, President Trump trying to recapture Arizona after losing it in 2020. And Abe Hamadeh, who narrowly lost the Attorney General's race in 2022, he's running for House Seat 8, a Republican seat. Quite frankly, whoever wins the Republican primary probably going to win it outright. But Abe Hamadeh taking some fire from Blake Masters, a former failed Senate candidate who's running again for that seat. And some of the claims that are being made about Abe Hamadeh, who, by the way, served his country in the U.S. military, they're not true. And we're going to address that head on today with Abe Hamadeh. Exclusive interview at the top of the show. In the second block of the show, and I'm pretty excited about this, we've got the Republican Party chairman from Wisconsin, Wisconsin-Milwaukee, going to be the home of the Republican National Convention in July. It was the home for the first Republican presidential debate last August. And it's also one of the states where Donald Trump is tied or sometimes leading in the polls, where he lost last time. Brian Schimming is going to join us. He is on the front lines of building the Republican Party, building an early voting machine to rival that of the Democrats, who have used that to gain some advantages in Wisconsin. And he's also going to talk about two major wins that the Wisconsin electorate delivered for election integrity this past week. That's right. They passed two constitutional amendments. One limits what sort of people can administer elections. They must be public officials. No more private people like some of the people that Mark Zuckerberg got put in. The other thing is it outright banned Zuckerbucks in the state of Wisconsin. That's a big deal. Private money going to the election judges, the election referees. A lot of people felt uncomfortable about that. By a large majority, Wisconsin voters outlawed that in their state constitution. Now, in the lead up to that, some of the cities like Milwaukee and Madison, they tried to spend their money before the constitutional amendment passed. So they got their last Zuckerbucks in, or their last private money to election judges in. But going forward in Wisconsin, that will be a banned prohibition in Wisconsin. Well, we're going to talk to Brian about that. Brian's a former talk show host. He is one of the really new innovative state party chairs that are cropping up all around this country, sort of modernizing the way that conservatives do politics, ground game messaging in the 21st century. In the final block, we're going to talk to the head of NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters Association, Troy Miller, good friend of mine. He has a lot to talk about, particularly as it relates to the Biden administration's approach to faith, to people of faith, to Easter. As you know, there's still an enormous fallout from the decision by President Biden to issue a presidential proclamation declaring that Easter Sunday, March 31st, was also going to be Transgender Visibility Day. Now, the transgender movement may pick that day, but the president could have chosen another day for the proclamation. He didn't. And in so doing, he offended large numbers of Christians who celebrate Easter as one of their holiest days, the day that Christ resurrected from the dead. So Trey Miller is going to talk about that and so much more, including hostilities to free speech and to free assembly in religion. Trey Miller, always a groundbreaker. He's built one of the most formidable religious organizations in America, the Religious Broadcasters. He's also built a great television network around the NRB brand. We'll get into all of that in the third block of the show. So a really good Saturday show for you. I'm not going to short you just because it's a weekend and spring and you want to be outside. But maybe you're mowing the lawn. You can be listening to this podcast. Get a little food for thought in the process. Now, you know we have lots and lots and lots of great partners here. And one of them are my friends at Factor Meals. And I say they've done me a big service. I know they support Just the News and John Solomon Reports, the podcast, and Just the News, No Noise, a television show. But I'll tell you where they really make a difference for me. I have been, as you know, since the beginning of 2023, working on my health. I want to eat healthier. I want to be healthier. Bring down my blood pressure. Bring down my blood sugar. Bring down my cholesterol. And I've done all that. But one of the challenges I have is sometimes when you're busy, particularly for me, lunch, getting a healthy meal is hard. I don't want to take the time to cut up all the veggies from the store, go wash them, cook them. I don't want to make the vegetable soup. I might have 2 to 5 minutes to grab lunch on a busy day before I'm doing the podcast, the TV show, whatever scoop I'm working on, whatever work I have as a CEO. Well, Factor Meals stepped into the void. Why? They have the ultimate solution. A meal, dietitian approved, chef designed, chef cooked, that I can put in the microwave and be ready, have it ready in 2 minutes. It's healthy. It tastes great. It hits my dietary points, and I can get it cooked and heat it in 2 minutes because it's not frozen. It's fresh. If you want to take a crack at this and join me in eating healthy, but also not having to spend a lot of time making healthy food, go take advantage of an incredible offer we have going on right now. Thanks to our good friends at Factor. They will make any of their meals available. Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie, all the good ones. They've got all 30 plus categories, 56 entrees that you can pick from every week. Right now, for listeners of John Solomon Reports or Just the News readers, Factor is giving you 50% off, half off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. How do you do that? You head to factormeals.com/Solomon50, S-O-L-O-M-O-N-50. My last name with the number 50 after it, 50, reminding you that you're getting half off. And then when you check out, use the Just News 50 code in the promo code box. You'll get half off your first order, and your next month will be just, I'm not making this up, 20% off. You get a really good deal. That's a special savings. It gets you on a healthy track, an easy healthy eating track. All you got to do to take advantage of it, go to factormeals.com/Solomon50, then use the code Solomon50 at checkout. Factor Meals, thank you for making my life better. Thank you for making this offer to our great audience here at Just the News and John Solomon Reports. All right, when we come back, Abe Hamadeh, really one of my favorite interviews in politics these days, young, bright, military veteran, and of course, trying to win a very important House seat in Arizona House District 8. We'll have him right after these messages. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hey folks, John Solomon here from John Solomon Reports. I'm proud to be on the iHeartRadio app every day with my podcast, with the news that we bring, the exclusive interviews. And you know what else is great? You can listen to any iHeartRadio station anywhere in the country inside this free app. I used to listen to all sorts of radio on my AM or FM radio. Today, I don't have time to be in the car that often. You know where I listen? I listen on the iHeartRadio app. It's awesome. And they have some really cool new features, unlike anything else in the market. One of them is called Talk Back Mic. Anytime I have something to say, I tap the mic and send my voice message and then listen to hear my voice on one of my favorite shows. Isn't that cool? You can send a message to your favorite disc jockey, your favorite podcast show host. So be sure to download the iHeart app radio. If you don't have it right now, the iHeart Radio app is a winner. Be sure to download the free iHeart Radio app today and start streaming your favorite radio stations, your favorite podcasts, and your favorite music playlists right from the iHeart Radio app.
Welcome back, everyone. Every political candidate knows that they have to have thick skin once they decide to run for office because, of course, negative campaign ads are inevitably going to come their way. But certain tactics, like going after a candidate's family members and religious views, are pretty much considered out of bounds, ethically speaking. But our next guest was recently on the receiving end of one of these normally off-limits attack ads. We're not going to play the video for you, but the latest 30-second television ad from former U.S. Senate candidate in Arizona, Blake Masters, targeted his rival, Abe Hamadeh, the former candidate for Arizona Attorney General. Both men are now running to represent the Grand Canyon State's 8th Congressional District in Washington. A Masters ad went after Hamadeh's religion, accused his parents of entering the country illegally, and rattled off a handful of other outrageous allegations. So we are joined now by the man who was subjected to this very personal attack, Abe Hamadeh. Abe, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you guys.
All right. I'm going to give you the floor to react to this.
Well, thank you. I appreciate, you know, allowing me to speak and give, you know, just allow them to know what's going on here in Arizona. I think Republicans need to wake up to the reality that the Marxists are about to fully take on our country. And this isn't about any individual personality or any individual person. You know, I have the endorsement of President Trump and Carrie Lake because they know I'm a fighter. I'm a warrior. After that rigged election of November 2022, Carrie Lake and I got really close because we went into battle together. We took on the deep state swamp here in Arizona, despite all of the attacks from the media and of the establishment. And it's just unfortunate to see someone like Blake Masters, who, you know, Carrie Lake and I campaigned with him in the last cycle and tried to help him out, even though he lost by the biggest margin. And I really wonder if he attacked Mark Kelly, you know, as viciously as he attacked me, I wonder if he would have had a different fortune in that race. But, you know, going after my family, I love my parents. They raised a good son. They raised some good kids. And it's so below the belt because I know Blake's parents and I don't think they raised a man to be like that. So it's really unfortunate to see what he's doing. And it's bringing great shame. Honestly, it's going into the hands of the establishment right now. Here I'm taking on the nasty media, the Democrats, the Marxists, and the establishment, and hear a former friend like Blake Masters to pile on with such a nasty attack is really disappointing. But, you know, I've got so much support here in Arizona. That's something that, you know, I love. Every time I'm in the district, you know, everybody loves that. They sense that fight in me because America's under attack. And who do you want to send to battle? You want to send a warrior. You want to send a fighter. And that's exactly what I've been doing ever since I got back from my deployment overseas. So, you know, I think it's nasty. The ad was so over the top. And I have to just laugh at some of it because, you know, you have to be a happy warrior in all this. The reason why they're going after me is because they're trying to stop me. I think they're trying to stop this America First movement and trying to divide us up. But I have the support of President Trump and Carrie Lake and the people of Congressional District 8. You know, unfortunately, Blake Masters, he's from Tucson. He's not even from the district. I grew up in the district. My family had a small business in the district. So you start to question motives of why people are entering politics. And, you know, I want to support the America First movement. I believe Blake is not America First. I think he's Blake First. And, you know, we just got to keep on fighting. But the voters, I don't think they're going to like this type of nasty attacks. They know who I am. They've seen that I stood tall and took on this corrupt system while he ran away and hid. So it's just disappointing. But, you know, I'm sure, I mean, they threw everything at me already. So I don't know how much worse it's going to get, but I'm tough. They can call me every name in the book. The media calls me a white supremacist. They went after me because I praised Nayib Bukele, the El Salvador president. They called me a dictator for praising him. So it's feeding along the lines of how nasty they are. And it's just unfortunate to see some of these fake Republicans using those type of tactics against America First candidates.
Yeah, pretty extraordinary. Blake, there's a lot of amazing history going on. One of those is just a few minutes ago, we learned that Chris Hayes, the attorney general, has subpoenaed two members of Congress, Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, in some form of an election investigation. You warned about this. You warned about this AG's office falling into political hands. Your thoughts on the news that just broke a little bit ago?
You know, when I first ran for attorney general, I was the youngest statewide candidate in the country, and people thought I was crazy. But it turns out I was right. I predicted this weaponization of the rule of law happening by these Marxists. I know what's at stake because my family's come from places like Syria, from Venezuela. So I predicted this happening, and I was trying to warn the voters of it. And it doesn't surprise me. Chris Mays, she's illegitimate. We're still in an election lawsuit right now, believe it or not. And I think she's trying to solidify her base within the Democrat Party by going after now Congressman Paul Gosar and Andy Biggs, but they're going after all these alternative electors as well. And what's so scary is actually, I think when Trump wins in November, you're going to see a big push by members of Congress to not certify the election. So it's scary, but it's not shocking. So I do think indictments, sadly, are going to be coming against those who stand up against this illegitimate regime. And so they're using every tool in the toolbox to go after them. And, you know, I commend Paul Gosar and Andy Biggs for standing tough. But, you know, this is what we're seeing when you have a weaponization of the rule of law by an illegitimate attorney general. So it doesn't shock me. And we have to fight back. And I know the legal system, we're in a psychosis, John. I mean, you just saw John Eastman get disbarred in California. Here, this guy is a, you know, prestigious constitutional law scholar. And to have them go after him so viciously and nasty, it's the legal system needs to wake up. Our judiciary, you know, they need a courage. You know, this is not about your cocktail hour parties. This isn't about getting, you know, favorable articles in the newspapers. You need to follow the law. And you have to understand what's happening. The Marxist are taking over our country so systematically. And if we don't punch back, they're going to take it over in a matter of, I think, this November. So, you know, the legal system and the judges, they need to exercise their power and put a stop to this madness.
Yeah, and almost even if nothing transpires, it always seems like the punishment is the process. I wanted to ask you about something that you've been very vocal about, because statewide across all 50 states, they can conduct elections the way that they see fit. And we've seen some interesting tactics here in California. We've got jungle primary, which almost always propels Democrats to the top of the ticket. And then you've got ranked choice, which we saw what happened with that in Alaska. And there are some folks who are lobbying to employ that in Arizona. That's something you're committed to fighting, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're trying to get that on the ballot access. They just announced that they got the abortion on the ballot. So, you know, they understand that they've lost control of the Republican Party. So what they're doing right now is trying to push ranked choice voting and these open primaries. But when I'm a member of Congress, I'm committed to introducing legislation to ban ranked choice voting for federal office holders. And I believe President Trump and Carrie Lake are going to be really instrumental in trying to get election integrity passed at the federal level, because all three of us have been put through the ringer. We know how what they're doing to our elections. It's death by a thousand cuts. It's not just the machines. It's not just the voter rolls. It's not just changing the election process. It's all of it. So we really have to get in the mindset of the enemy. And as a former intelligence officer with the U.S. Army, I'm always trying to think like the enemy. That's how you anticipate their next move. So it doesn't surprise me, but here in Arizona, we are fighting a very deep, corrupt swamp. And you see Carrie Lake and I just fighting it out. But unfortunately, before we defeat these Democrat Marxists, it just is unfortunate that we have some of these Republicans who are stabbing us in the back. So, you know, we have to unite as a party now more than ever and understand that everything is at stake this November. If we want to solve our border, if we want to solve, you know, our foreign policy that's been completely hijacked by lunatics, if we want to make sure that we have an economy that that's roaring again. We need to fix election integrity. So that's what I'm committed to doing when I'm in D.C.
Important stuff. No doubt. We just had a story today about all the dark money liberal groups are spending on these ranked choice voting initiatives. They want it for a reason. We got about 90 seconds left. I want to ask a little bit about foreign policy. You served in our armed services. You know what America projects as strength normally. This president, whether he's trying to negotiate with the Houthis or look the other way when Iran gets oil, keeps capitulating to our worst enemies. How do people who serve in the army and military feel about that? How do people on the world stage feel about America's strength right now?
Well, the military's morale, I think, is at an all-time low because I don't believe we have a commander in chief who's actually taking leadership. So it's being run by these lunatics, truly. It has to be. And you're seeing them now negotiating with the Houthis after they delisted them as terrorists and then relisted them as terrorists in Yemen. They're trying to make them stop these attacks on these ships. And, you know, whatever happened to the concept, you don't negotiate with terrorists. I mean, you can't negotiate with those who are set on your destruction. But all around the Middle East, our foreign policy is collapsing. I just saw that the United Arab Emirates is now cutting diplomatic ties with Israel because of the war. I mean, this is very scary. President Trump brought peace to the Middle East, and Biden, in such a short amount of time, has brought chaos and destruction. So we have to be really cognizant of that because we are headed towards World War III, unfortunately, because we have no leadership in Washington, D.C. So people have to wake up. Everything that happens around the world is going to affect us here at home, especially with our wide open border. The radical Islamist terrorists are going to take advantage. The Chinese are taking advantage already. So, you know, we have to be really aware of what's happening and fight back with everything we've got.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. In a few minutes, Brian Schimming, the chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, one of the innovators in the state party apparatus of the Republican Party of the conservative movement. He'll be joining us. We'll talk about that historic decision to ban Zuckerbucks in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin primary, and some very important comments that President Trump made during a visit to Green Bay that haven't gotten the attention that a lot of other people ignored. It's really important stuff. Brian Schimming will explain in the next block. But before we do that, folks, you ask me all the time, I hear this every time I go out, is there something we can do for you, John, to help Just the News grow? We want to get more reporters, get more truth, get more stories like what your team does. And the answer is yes. If you join the Just the News VIP subscriber club, you will pay just $5 a month, so less than a hamburger or a fast food meal, $45 for a whole year. You can subscribe to Just the News and get an ad-free experience. No ads on the text and the stories, no ads in the videos. And on top of that, you ready for this? You're going to get a one-hour town hall every month with me. I sit down with the VIP club and I answer questions for a full hour. Anything that's on your mind, everything that's on your mind, we answer it. Nothing's off limits. It's really fun. Sometimes we pick topics. Sometimes we do open mic. But whatever the case, if that excites you and you want to know something, all that money, that $5 a month or $45 a year, it goes to hiring new reporters, new editors, new researchers, so we can continue to do the work that you've come to expect from Just the News. The truth that you often can't get from other news organizations. If you want to go do that today, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. Just $5 a month, $45 a year. It's a really good deal. It's a special community of patriots, special learned group of newsreaders. Boy, the club members are so smart. They ask me questions that often can stump me because they really know what they're talking about. Become a member of that community. Support Just the News. Help me hire some more reporters and editors. Go to justthenews.com/subscribe right now. All right. When we come back, Brian Schimming from Wisconsin right after these messages. Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone.
You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right. You heard me right. 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Welcome back, America. As a large protest vote in Wisconsin during the Democratic primary on Tuesday, 48,000 Wisconsin Democrats decided to vote for the candidate uninstructed rather than President Joe Biden. We've seen this pattern all throughout the big states in the last few months. Joe Biden has a problem in the base of his party. Here to help us understand what's going on is the chairman of the Wisconsin Party, always a good friend of the show, and we always learn a lot from him, Brian Schimming. Brian, great to have you on the show.
Be with you. Listen, you know, the instructed or the uninstructed vote, if there's one thing we know about Joe Biden, he has to be instructed. So
that's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. What a choice of words.
Who needs instruction? It's this guy.
So there is an interesting dynamic. There seems to be a lot of enthusiasm in the Republican base in Wisconsin right now. Donald Trump really reengaging. He had, you know, really great energy at that Green Bay thing. And then you've got this Israel-Palestine war basically dividing the Democrats in ways I don't think anyone could have imagined a year ago. How will this play out in your state? Your state's going to be one of the most closely watched.
Well, when I've been on with you before, I always say Wisconsin's had 12 races in the last 24 years that have been decided by less than 30,000 votes in a state that has 6 million people. So we're not one of 50 states, we're one of five, right? And so it is, all those issues are very, very important. And it's so divisive in the Democratic Party right now. I was saying to reporters, I spoke at the Trump rally, and I was saying to reporters in the gaggle afterwards, look, Joe Biden's got a problem with his own base. I mean, think about this, John and Amanda. He's coming to Wisconsin this Monday. Where is he going? Is he going to someplace where there's a lot of undecideds? Is he going to someplace up in the Fox Valley by Green Bay, where it's a swing area of the state? No, Joe Biden is coming to Madison, Wisconsin. I'm like the only Republican you two know that actually lives around Madison. And you know, the Berkeley of the Midwest, he keeps having to come to his own base to shore up his base. Four-year president, he shouldn't have to do that. But here he's coming to Madison, Wisconsin, where I am right now, which is like 70, 80, you know, 20 liberal. And he has to come back. And I said to the reporters after the rally with President Trump, look, he's got problems with young people. He's got problems in the African-American community. He's certainly got problems among the Latino vote. This is a guy who A, has base problems, and B, overall, has an enthusiasm gap that is benefiting Republicans into double digits. So he's got a lot of trouble, and it shows by his travel schedule.
Yeah,
absolutely. And more trouble could be coming down the pike if these two ballot measures had not gone through. But Thank goodness, two of them, one regarding who can serve as an election official, and that first one that was ever important about outside funding effectively Zuckerbucks. If there was a whole pie that represented election integrity and a fully secure election, how big of a piece of that pie do those two things represent?
It ends up being a big piece, Amanda, because we had actual real life problems with Zuckerbucks' influence in election. You have them funding dozens of more liberal communities across the state in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where there's a Democrat mayor, former Democrat legislator. We actually had to sue them. We had to go to court election day because they wouldn't allow our poll watchers, our polling observers, to observe generally the voting area. So we had to run into Brown County Court, which is Green Bay. We had to go into court and get a court order to make them do it. So, and Green Bay, it's an important county. John, as you know, that kind of golden triangle in Wisconsin is from Green Bay to Madison to Milwaukee, about 70% of the state's population there. So that was an example. Green Bay, and the reason I use the Green Bay example is Green Bay basically handed their administration of their election over to the Zuckerbucks people. I mean, the guy had keys to the ballot room. Number one, we wanted to get that issue in front of the voters. Remember, Democrat Governor Evers and the Democrat legislature would not do a thing, not one thing, about Zuckerbucks, about having outside private money come in, not for campaigns, but for election administration. So we said, the heck with that. We're going to take it to the people. We did take it to the people on Tuesday, and we won both of those referenda questions.
Yeah. A big win for election integrity. Two big wins for election integrity, thanks to the good people of Wisconsin. Brian, I want to ask about two things that I thought were most important at the Green Bay rally. Ron Johnson at the beginning reminding people early voting Republicans have to play or they are in the game. And then later on, Donald Trump knocking down any suggestion he's ever going to support cuts to Medicare and Social Security, something that the Democrats have been demagoguing on for a while. Those are kind of important moments. The media didn't really pick up on a lot of them, but I think there were two very important moments in the course of that day.
You're absolutely right. They were. And Ron Johnson, as you know, was the first state chairman in the country to roll out the Bank Your Vote campaign in a state. We did here in Wisconsin. So I've been completely committed to it, not just to get our base people to vote, but to go to the tens of thousands, I think, hundreds of thousands of people in this state who think like us, who act like us, who believe like us, who live like us, but don't vote. They either don't think there's a difference between the parties or they just think it's too tough. So we go out and give 60, 70% of those or 70,000 of those people in Wisconsin, we're going to fire Joe Biden. So early vote's very important. The new RNC chairman, Mike Whatley, as well as the co-chair, Laura Trump, are openly out, as I am, talking about early vote. And so we're going to continue to do that. So that's number one. On the Medicare and Social Security, I could practically hear the Democrats squealing in the background at the Trump rally the other day because the president made it unequivocally clear that it's going to be hands off on Social Security and Medicare. And as both you know, John and Amanda, that's always been a cornerstone, scare folks who get Social Security, who get Medicare, issue for the Democrats to try to motivate them against Republicans. So they want those two issues. And Donald Trump took them off the table the other night. And I was sitting a couple feet from him. It was unequivocal.
All right, folks, one more good one to go. My good friend Troy Miller, the head of the National Religious Broadcasters, or NRB as they're better known these days, he's going to join us. One other thing I want to do, these economic reports make everybody nervous. Well, hiring goes up, but interest rates and inflation are staying persistently high. There are real concerns about overinflated real estate properties, particularly in the real estate market. It feels like a really uneasy time. And what I want to do is give you some options, give you some optionality, hedge your bets. We've got a brand new partner in the gold industry, Genesis Gold Group. I'm just so grateful they've joined us here. They're our newest member of the Just the News family. And they want to help you allocate a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver. Get your retirement on the gold standard. You know, Ron, I've always talked about that. It still talks about it, in fact. It's a great idea. You can create an option for yourself to put physical gold and silver in a tax-free rollover account. You can diversify and safeguard your holdings from these turbulent markets. That's what I'm talking about. It just feels so topsy-turvy. It feels like something's going to fall out the bottom of this market pretty soon. There's just a lot of statistics that don't add up to the normal economic picture that we're used to seeing. So Genesis Gold, they're going to help you hedge their butt with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide. How do you do that? You're going to call Genesis Gold Group at 800-200-GOLD, gold, 800-200-GOLD, and find out how you can add precious metals to your retirement portfolio. One more time, let me give you the number, 800-200-4653 or G-O-L-D, gold, 800-200-4653 or G-O-D, gold. Another way you can do it, if you'd like to do things online instead of by phone, visit Genesis Gold Group at genesisgoldgroup.com, genesisgoldgroup.com. All right, folks, when we come back, Troy Miller, the head of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, we're going to keep on the hostilities that the Biden administration always seems to have for people of faith right after these messages. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back, America. The United Nations adopted a resolution last week calling for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Notably, the United States declined to veto the resolution and back its longest and most important ally in the Middle East. Lots of people have been talking about that. Is America really in Israel's corner anymore? That's a question we ask often on this show. We're very lucky to be joined right now by the president and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, Troy Miller. Troy, great to have you on the show.
Hey, John. Great. Thanks for having me today.
So many Christians have always been proud of the American alliance with Israel. But over the last 4 or 5 months, despite the heinous attack on Israel by Hamas, it seems like American resolve to back Israel is waning. A concern not only for Israel, but for a lot of Americans, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think you're waning. I don't know if it's waning or if the current administration has just flat out abandoned Israel. You started off with their lack of vetoing the resolution that went before the UN. Not only that, but the resolution itself was just terrible. It didn't mention anything about Hamas or anything about the over 130 hostages that are still being held. Five Americans are being held. Have we abandoned Israel and the five American hostages that are being held somewhere in Gaza? Where are we today with our support for Israel? I think the Biden administration has been just folded to its far left voices who look at Israel as the oppressor, which is crazy. I was in Israel back in December, I firsthand look at some of the atrocities that happened on October 7th. And look, we should be behind Israel 100%, not just because they're our strongest ally in the Middle East and the close ties between the Christian and Jewish communities, but the inhumanity that went on that day. Everyone around the world should just condemn, and Hamas itself should condemn. And the only message out of America should be Hamas's unconditional surrender and the immediate release and return of the hostages.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the Biden administration has waffled more than Ego on this, and he's managed to enrage, I think, both sides. You are heading to Israel, though, next month. Tell us about what you're going to be doing on that trip.
Yeah, we're going to head to Israel near the end of May. It's another solidarity and support trip. We're going to take about 20 Christian leaders with us. We'll be again meeting with some of the survivors of October 7th firsthand, looking at some of the communities, talking to a number of the Israeli citizens that have been displaced that still can't go back to those cities along the southern Gaza border there. We'll also meet with a number of officials with the Israel government to let them know that, look, the support among Christians and the Christian community, and especially NRB's mentorship and Christian broadcasters, is strong, and we're standing by Israel through the end.
Yeah, such an important message, particularly at the moment where there's so much ambiguity about U.S. policy. Trey, I want to talk a little bit about Easter. I couldn't find anyone who didn't want to talk about it on Easter Sunday, Easter Monday, all week. President Biden's decision to sign a proclamation declaring Easter Sunday a day of visibility for trans day of visibility. Everyone here was just completely floored. Everywhere I talked, this one really felt like a slap in the face to anyone of people of faith. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And look, it started a couple of months back when the Biden administration came out with the rules for the annual Easter egg roll, which, by the way, was conducted by military families. And I'm a Navy veteran. So they told military families, first of all, if you're going to participate in the Easter roll, no religious symbols can be used on pictures or painting the eggs or anything there. No religious symbols. Did the Biden administration just forget what Easter was all about? It's a religious holiday. Easter is about Christians celebrating the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then, as you said, on Good Friday, and tell me that this is not calculated. Either somebody at the White House and the White House communication staff is completely ignorant of Christianity, or they really planned this message to target it on Good Friday to come out and say, we're going to declare Easter Sunday as the day of visibility for transgender people, which they know that the real firewall standing in front of the transgender ideology going across the country is Christians. And Christians stand that there are only two genders, there are male and female, and marriage is between a man and a woman. And look, the Biden administration had to be targeting this. If you thought, if you had any doubt of the Biden administration's contempt for Christians, they erased all that on Friday.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah. You know, I have a little bit of a different view on this because I see how outrageous this is, and I see how blatant it is, and it's obvious that they are trying to poke us in the eye. But God will not be mocked. He hasn't moved one inch off the throne. And I think a lot of people consider this an unserious administration. So when they employ tactics like this, maybe that should be our reaction, to just not take them seriously.
Well, and I don't think most Christians did take them seriously. Look, Christians across this country continued to celebrate Easter the way we have for over 2,000 years. And that's giving glory to God and understanding the grace that God gave us, and that the witness that the resurrection is. You know, Apostle Paul says to the letter to the Corinthians, without the resurrection, then our faith is really meaningless. Christians know, we believe that Christ was raised from the dead, and that was celebrated on Sunday, regardless of what this administration did. But as you said, it was a real poke in the eye. And think about this for a second. LGBTQ community is in the last poll I seen, is less than 7% of the American population. And within it, the transgender community is less than 1% of that. Yet Christians, firm Christians who go to church on a regular basis, make up 37% of the population. So the Biden administration said to 37% of the population, your beliefs don't really matter. We're going to stomp all over them on your holiest of holy celebrations throughout the year. Yeah. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
Extraordinary. Faith in the public square. This is an election where so many faith issues are on the front burner. Israel, transgender rights, abortion on demand all the way up to the moment of birth. How important is it for Christians to get out and vote, and what will be motivating them to vote?
Oh, I think it's extremely important. And I think, Amanda, as you said, this backfires on the administration. I think this is firing up Christians. And as I said earlier, if you had any doubt that this administration has a war on Christianity, with all the other things that have gone on in the Justice Department, with you know, FBI tactical squads going to the houses of Catholic pro-lifers, this administration has a war on Christianity. And that's become loud and clear. And I think they're going to, this is really going to wake up the church, and the church just going to get out and vote, because they look, who do we want to govern us going forward? Do we want to govern us this kind of godless, pagan administration, or do we want somebody that supports our values and supports us to be able to do what we want to do in the public square?
Yeah,
absolutely. Troy, before we let you go, President Trump has pretty much had the evangelical vote since 2016 and then again in 2020 and 2024. When you look at the trajectory of that going into this election in 2024, do you think that, you know, what's your sense on that? Do you think that it's going to rise even from 2020?
Yeah, I think he's going to have a strong support even beyond 2020. I think when you look at when we come out of July and you're going to look at the two platforms and the agendas and the policies that are going to come out of the Democratic convention and the Republican conventions, I think they're going to be in complete opposite, stark contrast. And again, stunts like this, I think Christians are really going to step up to the plate and realize that, look, if we don't vote for this now, the government's going to continue to be weaponized against Christians being a part of the public sector. And that's waking people up in the churches and the pulpits.
All right, folks, that wraps up the Saturday edition of John Solomon Reports. A big thank you to Abe Hamadeh, Troy Miller, Brian Schimming. Three great conversations, three newsmakers right on the front lines of history right now. Also, a big thanks to all of our great sponsors and partners. Factor Meals, go to factormeals.com/justnews50 and you get half off a healthy 2-minute fast meal that tastes great because it was designed by a chef and vetted by a dietitian to be healthy. Also, if you want to get Genesis Gold Group to help you integrate some precious gold, precious metals, gold and silver, the gold standard into your retirement portfolio, you can get a tax-free rollover into a gold-backed IRA. How do you do that? You're going to call 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-4653 if you want to spell it out. You can also go to genesisgoldgroup.com. Two great partners. And of course, if you want to join the subscriber club at Just the News, go to justthenews.com/subscribe. $5 a month, $45 a year. You'll help us hire some more reporters, editors, and researchers to do the work that you've come to expect from us. All right. We'll be back tomorrow with a Sunday brunch edition, a very special show. Dr. Robert Malone will lead off three doctors, three medical experts, who dared to challenge the prevailing thoughts of the public health community during the middle of COVID-19. It turns out Fauci and the public health establishment, they were wrong. But guys like Robert Malone and Jay Bhattacharya and Harvey Risch, our three guests for tomorrow, they got it right. Why? Because they followed the science, not emotion, not convention, not the cool kids gang. They followed science. And tomorrow we're going to talk about how much science still needs to be fixed, how much public health still needs to be fixed. It's going to be a great show. Be sure to tune in. It's a really great lineup. All right. Have a great weekend, folks. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless you and have a great evening. And thank you for listening to John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story, but this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.